Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of You Are the Sunzeit of My Geist. That is courtesy of Miles Gray, picking my parents' wedding song and shit.
Yeah, it was a great wedding. Great wedding. Another one of your weddings I've been to, Jack, that you didn't even know about. I was there.
Yeah, man. You saw my dad's big ass clownish bow tie.
Was he rocking just
70s,
a hardcore 70s suit?
Yeah.
Big I love time. That.
Powder blue. I think.
Oh, really?
I think.
That Maybe really not. Was the vibe back then.
Yeah. Just ugly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugly and fucked up.
I am Jack. That is Miles. And what a day. What a time to be alive. Real roller coaster. So early this morning, we learned that Bill Cosby is being released from prison. His
fucking
conviction
how?
Is basically being overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They're like, he never should have been convicted. He never should have been tried. And the reason goes back to one of the Trump impeachment defense attorneys, Bruce Castor. So this dude, when he was, I think he was the attorney general of Pennsylvania, no, district attorney of Pennsylvania. And he determined at that time that there was insufficient evidence to criminally convict Bill Cosby. This was like, I think 2015 or so, like, or maybe even earlier. No, 2005. And he basically said, hey man, so we're never gonna criminally prosecute you for these sex crimes you did, but will you, you know, tell us what you did, basically? And we, you know, so that we can possibly use that in a civil case. And Cosby took that deal because he's guilty as fuck and you didn't want to go to jail. And that was when he told them that he used sedatives on women.
There are 50 to like 60 credible accusers. you know, outside of this instance? I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's such a, because this was like one of the first high profile cases, you know, like even when we were starting the show, like where we thought, oh, here's a sea change, maybe, where we will actually take the accusations of victims seriously and give them, like, you know, credibility and weight. And then
not
this
in Pennsylvania, kinda, bro, not in Pennsylvania, not on
yeah, what
watch.
If, ugh, man, so that's, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, like, what does that mean next? I mean, like, who else can, you know, can skate?
Right. Everybody who's rich, it seems like if you're rich, there are a team of attorneys who are well connected and working around the clock to, you know, it's just a matter of time before they figure out how to get you out of jail. Cause, that's America. That's just how it works, basically.
Right. Yeah. We just, it's like, it's one of the few, like the dark corners in our culture that we're still not fully, able to clean up. We just have, we can't have a reckoning with rape culture. We can't have a reckoning with white supremacy or toxic misogyny, any of this stuff. So it, you know, we allowed these people to become presidents and things,
right,
too.
Yeah, not without a huge fight that is ongoing. When you think it's over, they're just working behind the scenes. Their money's working behind the scenes to make sure that any victories are overturned. Well, but then in better news, heaven got another angel. Donald Rumsfeld passed
away. Hell got another homeboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, eat shit, war criminal.
And unknown knowns, and the known known is that he's a war criminal and a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're tried in absentia in Malaysia, that's not a good sign that you're a good person. And being, you know, tried for, you know, cruel and inhumane treatment for and being a war criminal and how you torture people. So, yeah, But then it's funny, on the other side, there's just people who are, you know, overseeing terrible torture programs, and they just get to live out their days naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're all kinds of screwed up here, huh?
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Veep? Or not Veep, Vice. equally hilarious Vice.
The Oliver Stone one? Or who did that one?
No, it was Adam McKay.
Oh, Adam McKay. The new Oliver Stone.
The new.
I haven't seen it. I remember just looking at the photos, but no, I never saw it.
Donald Rumsfeld's a pretty, pretty interesting character, played by Michael Scott, whose name I'm drawing a blank on.
Jason Bateman?
No,
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Wait, why did I say... What the fuck? I got George Michael Bluth. I got all them names mixed up. Yes, Steve Carell.
But he's just like so gleefully nihilistic. It just makes perfect sense.
Right.
Bad human being.
And again, this is just another example of an upholder of American imperialism at all costs, and also just to see like how. This just, again, another version where it's whether it's rich people avoiding justice or, you know, rich people who are working in the government on our foreign policy that can also sidestep international courts and things like that. So,
yeah, yeah. And then Giannis was trending last night because we all thought his season, possibly career, was over when he had people keep calling it an awkward landing on his left leg after going up. That shit was not awkward. That was violence to anybody who witnessed it. It was gruesome. His leg
like,
bent the wrong way.
It was like, you're like, okay, well, we're in hyperextension town and Giannis is the mayor.
Right.
But no. See, this is like one of those things too, like it happens with some athletes where you're like, I'm looking at something that is an injury. Like, right. I there's no way. And then somehow... just because through their malleability of joints and flexibility that they kept that from being a terrible, terrible thing. But
yeah, for people who aren't basketball fans, Giannis is like 7 feet tall, moves like a point guard. And I think his wingspan is many inches wider than 7 feet. Yeah. And just one of the most phenomenal NBA athletes of all time. But anyway, so Zach Lowe's reporting there's no structural damage to his knee. That doesn't mean he's like back next game. That series was tied 2-2 in the game in which he was injured. The Hawks came back. So it's the strangest NBA postseason I've ever seen. You know, the Hawks, nobody had them. A lot of people didn't have them coming out of the first round. And usually you have a pretty good sense of who's going to the finals in the NBA. But because this was such a weird season, because there were so many injuries, it's looking like it's could be the Hawks, could be the Clippers without Kawhi.
I'm glad to see smiles in places where there normally aren't when it comes to basketball.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, let's take a quick break so I can cry, and then we'll be back. We'll talk about that alert in New York City and Shohei Ohtani.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And earlier today, everybody in New York got a, you know, one of those alerts that terrifies you on your phone that's like, and like buzzes five times. And, but it wasn't an Amber alert. It was telling people to turn off their air condition.
Oh, no.
Because it's 97 in New York City. One of the hardest places to be when it's that hot. Because everything smells of garbage, and the fact that you are on an entire island of concrete like starts working against you because it's capturing all the heat and like baking it, you.
And then reflecting off the buildings, insulating it further.
Yeah. And they were just like, I don't know, man. I'm starting to feel like this whole capitalism thing where there's just not the incentive for people to like fix this shit, man.
No. I mean, look at you know, as much as people are like, what about climate change? What are we going to do? It's like, well, it's here now.
Right.
And it's clearly fucking everything up. Like you have street cables melting in certain places. You have, like I saw like in Tacoma, Washington, because it's so hot up there, the people were quadrupling the rates to rent a hotel room that had air conditioning in it. So again, you're beginning to see how, you know, access is playing into how people will even navigate these, you know, flare-ups and the gradual just, you know, hellscape that the geography, the land that we're on is becoming. So yeah, I don't know. That's what always just gets me more and more bummed. I'm like, see, we're just constantly, we're trying to keep up with something that we're not actively solving. And it's just going to, I don't know how it ends up, how we get to the optimistic end of this thing.
Yeah. The, you know, maybe this young generation coming up behind us of socialists, where even young Republicans are socialists, maybe they'll fix shit. But the boomers, they're hanging on for dear life. And I'm also just interested in the use of these like alerts. I don't think they're ever that great. Like I think, science or like people have like looked into whether these help solve crimes, and it's like very rarely they do. And oftentimes they create, you know, false positives all over the place.
Right.
But I'm sure there's a way to use that. The fact that like people, you can just reach anyone at a moment's notice, but it just doesn't seem like we've figured out the right way to do it. Jaws, a real scene from a Jaws sequel that never was, happened while somebody was parasailing, like that very standard beachfront activity that you see anytime you're at the beach.
Dragged behind a boat, or is that, are you pulled
by a
boat?
You're dragged behind
a
boat, you're on a parachute. Very boring. Like it looks cool from a distance, and then when you get in there, you're just kind of in a very like strapped in really tight to a harness and just going slowly up and down. But it became much less boring when a shark jumped out of the water and fucking attacked somebody. Like a giant, I think it was a white shark, jumped out of the water and like basically bit somebody's foot off.
Oh my god! Bit their foot off?
Yeah, they're serious condition. They survived, but are in serious condition at a local hospital.
I'm not doing this. No.
Yeah. It's like, because you're also totally immobilized back there. Like there's nothing you can see. So it does resemble to a large degree, like a fishing rig that you're just like being used to fish for
as
sharks
bait, yeah.
back there.
You chum the water with your foot.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. This is the thing. Whenever I've seen too many videos like on accounts like Kook Slams on Instagram, where there's just all these wild, just a wind gust will take the parasail like just completely left, and you're not having the time that you thought you were having. And yeah, there's part of, I think that coupled with my fear, quite literally, of the film Jaws is the thing that will keep me from ever doing that.
Yeah. I mean, this is, Jaws would have used this scene if they had thought of it, or if parasailing was a thing when they were still making Jaws movies.
100%.
And finally, Got to talk about Shohei. He is on a tear. He on Tuesday night in Yankee Stadium, he hit two home runs to take the major league lead in home runs. We've been talking about this dude from like basically day one of this Major League Baseball season. I don't give a shit about Major League Baseball usually, but this is incredible. And for people who don't care, he's also pitching while he's doing this. And
with a baby's face.
With a baby's face.
Even though he's looking
a lumberjack's
huge
body. Paul Revere, Paul Bunyan's body. He's pitching at a 258 earned run average. And is just crushing home runs. It's unbelievable. He has a slugging percentage of 1.049, which is like he's over one. It's rare that anybody goes over one.
Just even simply, right? If you see that if he's playing, just watch him at bat, because there's a good chance he's gonna crush the fucking ball. And then then you can watch him pitch. Really, it's just. There's a New York Times article that said, is there such thing as too much Shohei Ohtani? And I don't think there is, because this is a thing that I think we've talked about too, is I love when we get these, like, there's an athlete out there who's just fucking it up so hardcore that everyone's like, I don't know, man, I never even watched this until this person showed up and we're watching something very historic. And even like Aaron Boone on the Yankees, like what he's doing is, he said, quote, borderline impossible.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so fucking special. And I think it's just, I feel like if you just watch baseball very passively, you're like, yeah, good pitchers, you know, they can do that. And if you're good at bat, you can do that. But the combination is just makes this shit so freaky.
Yeah. Hasn't been done in 100 years. I'm just going to read this list of his last 2 weeks. So June 15th, home run. June 16th, home run. June 17th, five strikeouts, six innings pitched, one earned run. June 18th, two home runs. June 19th, home run. 20th, home run. 21st, they were off.
Okay.
22nd, he had a bad day, went 0 for 3. 23rd, one earned run, nine strikeouts. 24th off again, like he should have still hit a home run even though they were off. 25th home run. 26th went 1 for 3. 27th home run. 28th home run. 29th two home runs.
Yeah,
like what nobody has ever been in a zone like this that I, as long as I've been passively paying attention to baseball. So it's pretty dope. People aren't like pitching strikes to him, they're just like afraid of him, and he's still doing
this. he's finding it. So he's got 28. What's he? Is he on pace to fuck it up for a single season?
I don't know. I actually don't know what his pace is.
Yeah,
but
I wish I knew.
A lot. His pace is a lot. I think if he was on pace for like over 60, people would be probably putting that in the write ups. But
yeah.
Like just being on pace to lead the league in home runs while also pitching extremely effectively is. Unbelievable. He's right now, people say, the odds on favorite to be the MVP. And this kind of came out of nowhere. Like, he wasn't supposed to even be the best player on his team this season.
When you're doing things Mike Trout can't do, then that's something. But I mean, I think the hope was always that this was possible. Like when he came to the US, was that he's a two-way player. And in Japan, he was proving it. But everyone, again, is always like, well, let's see what he can do in the majors. And you know what? Japanese people know how to play baseball. So don't think Major League Baseball is the only place where you get it done. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So those are the things that are trending on this very eventful Wednesday. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.